Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Sunil Verma. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to take part in All India Conference of Directors General and Inspectors General of Police in Bhubaneswar today. India expresses concern at surge of extremist rhetoric and increasing violence against minorities in Bangladesh. Cyclonic storm Fenjal likely to make a landfall between Karaikal and Mahabalipuram near Puducherry this afternoon. Puducherry and Tamil Nadu brace for heavy rainfall as storm approaches. In Nigeria, at least 27 people killed and over 100 missing after boat capsizes in Niger River. In badminton, ace shuttlers PV Sindhu and Lakshya Sen to play in semi-finals of singles event in Syed Modi International Championship at Lucknow. In Under-19 Asia Cup cricket, India to take on Pakistan in their opening match at Dubai this morning. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend the All India Conference of Directors General and Inspectors General of Police at Bhubaneswar in Odisha today. Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurated the three-day conference yesterday. Mr. Modi will participate in the conference tomorrow as well. Deliberations during the conference are focusing on critical components of national security, including counter-terrorism, left-wing extremism, coastal security, cybercrime, new criminal laws, and narcotics, among others. The President's Police Medal for Distinguished Service will also be awarded during the conference. National Security Advisor Ajit Dobhal and Principal Secretary to Prime Minister P.K. Mishra and the Union Home Secretary are among the key dignitaries attending the conference. We have more from our correspondent.
The three-day Director Generals and Inspector Generals of Police conference being held at Bhubaneswar for the first time is providing an interactive platform to senior police officials and security administrators in the country to freely discuss and debate diverse national security-related issues, as also various operational, infrastructural and welfare-related issues faced by the police in the country. Its deliberations will include formulation and sharing of professional practices and processes in tackling challenges relating to crime control and law and order management, besides internal security threats. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has always demonstrated a deep interest in the DGP conference since assuming the office of the Prime Minister in 2014. Meanwhile, extensive security measures have been taken up by the Odisha government in view of the Prime Minister's stay at Bhubaneswar to participate in the conference. Prakash Das, Akashvani News, Bhubaneswar.
Prime Minister Modi reached Bhubaneswar last evening on a three-day visit to Odisha. Upon arrival, the Prime Minister addressed a public meeting near the Biju Patnaik International Airport. Mr. Modi said, "This is the first time that a conference of directors general and inspectors general is being held in the state."
और अभी मैं यहाँ डीजीपी कॉन्फ्रेंस में हिस्सा लेने आया हूँ और आप में से बहुत लोगों को आश्चर्य, यहाँ के मीडिया के लोगों को भी आश्चर्य होगा, हमारे देश में लगभग 125 साल से ये डीजीपी कॉन्फ्रेंस चल रहा है, हर वर्ष हो रहा है, उड़ीसा में पहली बार हो रहा है। देश भर के इस क्षेत्र के जो प्रमुख लोग हैं वो दो दिन यहाँ बैठ करके महाप्रभु जी की इस पवित्र धरती से प्रेरणा लेकर के अपने अपने क्षेत्र में जाने वाले हैं।
Later, Mr. Modi interacted with BJP MPs and MLAs at the party's state headquarters. Union Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw will be on a day-long visit to Gujarat today. The minister will visit the bullet train track slab manufacturing facility at Kim in Surat. Mr. Vaishnaw will also visit Placer India factory in Vadodara. India has called upon Bangladesh to take all steps for the protection of minorities. Addressing media in New Delhi yesterday, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said India has consistently and strongly raised with the Bangladesh government the threats and targeted attacks on Hindus and other minorities. He said India's position on the matter is clear, that the interim government must live up to its responsibility of protecting all minorities. The spokesperson expressed concern at the surge of extremist rhetoric, increasing incidents of violence and provocation.
India has consistently and strongly raised with the Bangladesh government the threats and targeted attacks on Hindus and other minorities. Our position on the matter is very clear. The interim government must live up to its responsibility of protecting all minorities. We are concerned at the surge of extremist rhetoric, increasing incidents of violence and provocation. These developments cannot be dismissed only as media exaggerations. We once again call upon Bangladesh to take all steps for the protection of minorities.
On the arrest of Chinmoy Krishnadas, Mr. Jaiswal noted that legal processes are underway. He said New Delhi expects that these processes will deal with the case in a just, fair and transparent manner, ensuring full respect for the legal rights of all concerned. Replying to a question on US prosecutors charging an Indian businessman of bribery, the spokesperson said this is a legal matter involving private firms and individuals and the US Department of Justice. He also said that Indian government was not informed in advance on the issue. Cyclonic storm Fenjul, currently situated over the southwest Bay of Bengal, is likely to cross North Tamil Nadu and Puducherry coasts and make a landfall between Karaikal and Mahabalipuram near Puducherry this afternoon. During the landfall of the cyclone, the wind speed is expected to be up to 70 to 80 kilometers per hour, gusting up to 90 kilometers per hour. The cyclone lay centered at 230 kilometers east of Nagapattinam and 210 kilometers southeast of Chennai in Tamil Nadu around midnight. The deep depression over the southwest Bay of Bengal intensified into a cyclonic storm yesterday. The storm is likely to bring heavy rainfall and strong winds to the region. The Puducherry administration is on high alert to meet any eventuality in view of the cyclone. Extensive disaster management measures have been implemented across the Union Territory. More updates from our correspondent.
Emergency arrangements are being monitored round the clock, with the Disaster Management Emergency Operations Center serving as the nerve center for response coordination. District Collector A. Kulothungan visited the center yesterday to oversee preparations and instructed officials to act swiftly in addressing potential challenges. The collector also inspected low-lying areas and disaster-prone zones, including Vilayanur and Ariyapalayam. Personnel from the National Disaster Response Force conducted training for emergency staff on operating ASCA portable lights, essential for providing illumination in areas affected by power outages. Public awareness campaigns have been intensified, with the administration advising residents to avoid stepping out unless for essential needs. All tourist spots, including beaches, will remain closed for today. For cyclone-related grievances, people can contact the toll-free helpline numbers 112 and 1077 or reach out via WhatsApp at 94889810. The public has also been urged to stay away from electric poles, transformers and fallen power lines to avoid accidents. Bivinas Nath, All India Radio, Puducherry.
In Tamil Nadu, public transport along the East Coast Road and Old Mahabalipuram Road will be suspended in the afternoon. The state government has issued advisory asking people to remain indoors. More from our correspondent.
According to the airport authorities in Chennai, 6 flights including flight 2 and from Singapore has been cancelled due to the weather disturbance. Small aircrafts will not be allowed to fly. IT companies have asked their employees to work from home. Public transport services will be suspended from today afternoon till the storm crosses over. Educational institutions have declared holiday today. Construction activities and usage of crane services are to be stopped temporarily, and hoardings and billboards in high-rise buildings and other places have been removed as a safety measure in all the 6 districts including Chennai, Karlur, Kanchipuram and Chengalpat. NDRF, SDRF, Indian Navy and Coast Guard have been alerted to be ready to deal with any eventuality. District administrations have geared up to take necessary action according to the situation. Chennai and suburban areas have been experiencing moderate rains since yesterday evening. Joy, Akashwani reporting from Chennai.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. In Nigeria, at least 27 people were killed and over 100 people went missing after an overcrowded boat transporting them to a food market capsized along the Niger River yesterday. Niger State Emergency Management Agency said nearly 200 passengers, mostly women, were on the boat travelling from the state of Kogi to the neighbouring state of Niger when it capsized. Kogi State Emergency Services said rescuers managed to pull 27 bodies from the river while divers were still searching for survivors. Iceland will vote to elect a new parliament today. It comes after Prime Minister Bjarni Benediktsson dissolved parliament in October this year due to disagreements between the three-party coalition government. In this general election, the key fight is between the Liberal Reform Party, Social Democratic Alliance and the Independence Party. Back home, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the three-day Ashtalakshmi Mahotsav 2024 on the 6th of next month at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. The festival will showcase the cultural, natural and artisanal wealth of all the eight northeast states. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi yesterday, Development of Northeastern Region Minister Jyotiraditya Scindia said the event will bridge the cultural and economic gap between Northeast India and the rest of the nation.
इस अष्टलक्ष्मी महोत्सव के द्वारा क्षेत्र की परंपरा हो क्षेत्र का हस्तशिल्प हो कारीगरी हो संस्कृति हो इन सभी विरासतों का समन्वय संगम और प्रदर्शन इस तीन दिवसीय महोत्सव के द्वारा किया जाएगा और मुझे विश्वास है कि जो हमारे उत्तर पूर्वी राज्यों का महत्व है वह इस महोत्सव के द्वारा राष्ट्र पटल पर केवल नहीं लेकिन विश्व पटल पर उजागर होगा.
And now, news from the world of sports, where our correspondent brings for you today's events from the field of badminton and cricket.
In badminton, semi-final matches will be played today in Syed Modi International Tournament at Lucknow. In women's singles, ace Indian shuttler and two-time Olympic medalist PV Sindhu will face compatriot Unnati Hooda. In the men's singles, Lakshya Sen will lock horns with Japan's Shogo Ogawa and second seed Priyanshu Rajawat will face Singapore's fourth seed Jia Heng Jason Tae in the semi-finals. On to cricket, where in Under-19 Asia Cup, men in blue will take on arch rivals Pakistan in their opening Group A match at Dubai this morning. Mohammad Aman-led Indian team will look to kick-start their campaign with a win. India, Pakistan, UAE and Japan are competing in the Group A. Still in cricket, next we take you to Australia where senior men's team will face Prime Minister's 11 in a two-day ping ball warm-up test match at Manuka Oval in Canberra today. This will be India's fourth encounter with the Prime Minister's 11 and the first in last 20 years where the Rohit Sharma-led squad will face some of Australia's experienced cricketers. This is a crucial practice match for Team India before their next encounter with Australia in the second test match of the Border Gavaskar Trophy. Chirag Jha, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The International Cricket Council ICC board members held a meeting yesterday over the issue related to the Champions Trophy 2025 edition. Media reports said in the virtual meeting, the ICC board members aligned with the Board of Control for Cricket in India's firm stance of not travelling to Pakistan amid concerns over security. The air quality in the national capital, Delhi, continues to remain in the very poor category with an average air quality index AQI of 348 as of 7 this morning. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, some areas of the city have breached the 400 AQI level. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Saira Mujtaba.
Thank you, Sunil. The top headline in the Tribune reads, Maintain peace, SC tells UP, halts hearing in Sambhal Mosque case. The statesman calls the External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar as saying that India has taken serious note of attacks against minorities and shared concerns with Bangladesh. GDP growth rate slumps to near two-year low of 5.4% in July-September, headlines the Indian Express. Capital's minimum finally dips below 10 degrees Celsius as chill begins to set in the warmest November since 2019, writes Hindustan Times. British lawmakers give initial nod to bill allowing terminally ill to end their lives, reports The Hindu. Front pages of Hindustan Times and Asian Age carry photographs of the restored Notre Dame Cathedral gutted in a 2019 fire. And finally, Times of India carries a photograph of Kasturi Rajamurthy, winner of Powerlifting World Cup, whose mother is a railway porter. The paper quotes her, "My mother is my inspiration." And with that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Zaira. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to take part in All India Conference of Directors General and Inspectors General of Police in Bhubaneswar today. India expresses concern at surge of extremist rhetoric and increasing violence against minorities in Bangladesh. Cyclonic storm Fenjul likely to make a landfall between Karaikal and Mahabalipuram near Puducherry this afternoon. Puducherry and Tamil Nadu brace for heavy rainfall as storm approaches. In Nigeria, at least 27 people killed and over 100 missing after boat capsizes in Niger River. In badminton, ace shuttlers PV Sindhu and Lakshya Sen to play in semi-finals of singles event in Syed Modi International Championship at Lucknow. And in under 19 Asia Cup cricket, India to take on Pakistan in their opening match in Dubai this morning. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.